97.5 The Fanatic.
Let the party begin!
The show starts now.
All right, it starts now. This is the John Kincaid Show on The Fanatic. And we begin the 6 o'clock hour brought to you by our friends at Bradford White Water Heaters. Bradford White is here for the pro. I figured something out. When I get out of my car in the morning, or Bob, as you say, when I open the garage door, and it's 50 degrees, somehow the day just gets off to a better start.
It's science.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Is it like the more comfortable you feel? It just is a better day when you can put on a golf shirt to come to work and you're not having to bundle up like Connor whenever it's below 40 degrees. Our young Connor Thomas is very, very adverse to the cold. Jamie, you're feeling good in your flip-flops this morning.
Yeah, really paying off.
The girls in sales yesterday were enjoying the story of Jamie's flip-flops. The fact that
they were
fascinated by the fact that Jamie will not turn back the clock. That the day he makes the decision to go to flip flops, if it drops to 30, he's still wearing flip flops because he made the decision.
Yeah, May 1st, October 1st.
No. He has started.
No, but that's my shorts. May 1st to October 1st, I wear nothing but shorts.
Right, you're
and
a shorts guy.
If it dips to 30 degrees, so be it.
Heavy
right,
Chevy's got the shorts on today.
Heavy Chevy went shorts today. I think it's fine. It's gonna be like 72 today.
Yeah, I'm basically flip flops. Sometime hopefully March through November.
I have to go to the tag office today, so I was like, okay, I'm not gonna go too sloppy to the tag office, but hopefully everybody's having a good day. There are severe storms coming later, so take any kind of preparations on outdoor furniture. They were saying. If you have outdoor furniture, make sure that it is either taken in or tied down or whatever.
Wow.
60 to 70 mile an hour wind gusts.
Ooh. Jeez.
So it's nasty. Olivia gets to go to school late today with a tornado delay. When there's a tornado warning. Yeah, that we're going to delay the kids going to school.
Can honestly say, as a kid and as an adult, either me or my kids, there was never a tornado delay.
Tornado delay this morning before you go to school. Coach would like to know, tell you that he knows that you're likely to produce more than 2 swimming pools worth of saliva during your life.
Ugh.
That's gross.
Yeah, that's big's the pool?
Like, where do you find that? Where do you find this?
Why do you find that?
Really sure who does this research.
Oh, do you outsource this?
Some of it.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I didn't test this.
Heavy Chevy getting blamed for this?
No.
Okay, I'm just wondering.
Disgusting image.
That is a bad image.
I mean, think about it. We're having Wendy's today, no. Right?
Yes, we
and
are.
As soon
having
as we
Wendy's.
Say the word Wendy's, we all start salivating.
Your mouth waters a little bit. Yeah.
Breakfast potatoes are back.
Hey, we love it, and we appreciate Wendy's being back with the show. And more importantly today, we are very excited that Ricky Pitalico comes back to the show, which is great. So it means warm weather is here. It means Phillies baseball is here, and we're going to have some more on the Phillies coming up. Patrick, are you doing good this morning there?
I appreciate it.
Just want to make sure you're
I'm good.
Okay, good. Just want to make sure because we need big contributions from you today.
Pat had a rough night last night.
What was Pat's rough night last night?
They had a hockey game.
Oh, Pat?
And they
did you win?
They came in second place.
No, we came in second out of two.
Second out of two?
We got hammered.
Really?
They probably should have mercy ruled it.
Really?
Probably should have called it a day. It was really bad, yeah.
Pat did his part, though. He had a goal.
No, I was pretty brutal.
Kids from Westchester East are still celebrating a state title the other day. They won the first state title in ice hockey in the state ever decided by the mercy rule.
Oh, yeah. We could have used some of those
They
kids.
Won 10-0.
Wow.
In the game, and they won by the mercy rule.
Our score wasn't far off.
Well, we're close to that?
It was 12-6.
Man.
It was a defensive...
Wish I had the
I'm surprised when you see a score like that, you're thinking Coatsy would be calling the game.
Yeah, it was not good.
That is unbelievable.
But you know what? We get up from our bootstraps and we keep on going.
You get up from your bootstraps or you pull up your bootstraps?
Nope, I get up from them. Most people pull them up. I get up from them and I keep on going.
You keep trucking. I love that. That is absolutely awesome. The final 7 games commence tonight. For the 76ers, they play the Pistons in Detroit. The Pistons are absolutely abysmal. 7 games to go. 2 games that I consider legit competition. You get 2 of the Pistons. You get a home-and-home with the Pistons. You get a home-and-home with the Pacers. And then you get a home game with the Hornets, who are in the play-in tournament. You should be able to truck them. It's the road game with the Cavs Sunday night. By the way, we get another Sunday 6 o'clock game. The NBA, I'm going to give them credit. They do some creative things with timing of games. That's not a national game or anything. I love that idea.
Oh,
the
6
o'clock Sunday's great.
No question. Jamie can get to bed nice and early. He's
Jamie
has.
Likes that. They do this for you.
Yeah.
That's in the Cavs. And then they'll play the Raptors the final Thursday. So coming up next week, they're the only two games of these final seven. So the Sixers can make their move up the standings. They wake up today in third place. Every day it's like spin the wheel. Where are the Sixers lining up today? They opened up, they woke up Sunday morning. They were in first. And everybody on my timeline told me it over and over again. Then Monday morning, they woke up in fourth. Then Tuesday morning, they woke up in second. Then yesterday, they found themselves to, I believe, back to fourth. And then now they wake up in third. So it's bouncing around these last games. Here's one thing I'm going to ask, though, right off the bat today. So when discussing after the game the other night, Doc Rivers is talking about how the substitutions went and everything and how he went about his business. And then Joel Embiid had the chance to speak. And Joel Embiid was fascinated by the fact that they blew that game. And as Bob said yesterday, that one was on Doc. That they allowed the game to get away by not having anyone that was able to in any way slow down what the Bucks wanted to do. And Giannis being a man among boys out there, the way he went about his business. And then Joel Embiid came up with a simple suggestion that many listeners of the John Kincaid Show have had all year long. Why do you not just match up the minutes? Was Joel Embiid calling out his coach, Bob? He says flat out, well, then maybe we need to match up the minutes. Maybe we don't need to be off the court when Giannis is scoring 15 without anybody touching him or bothering him or willing to get in his way. And that's something Mike Messinelli's show was talking about yesterday. Mike was saying, you know, I'm most bothered by the fact that no one was willing to get in his way, that they were listless. They just let him do what he wanted to do. And I think that's Joel Embiid subtly calling out his coaching, the coaching decisions. Maybe we need to just match up the minutes. This isn't too hard. When you're seeing a game slip away, it obviously was pissing him off too.
And Doc could have said it after the game. Ah, guys, you know what? Maybe I should have matched up the minutes with Giannis. Maybe we'll do that next time or something like that. Calling out the coach? I don't think so. Like, these guys are savants. Joel Embiid is a professor of basketball. If you listen to him talk when he really gets into it, the guy knows the game.
Oh, yes.
So calling out the coach? No, I don't think it's calling out the coach. I think it's his idea, or like I said, maybe it was put out there by Doc after the game. Hey, guys, you know what? I maybe should have done this. We have to remember that coaches and players in the NBA aren't like coaches and players in high school and college. It's not like coaches are looked up to, like, oh, yes, coach, I do what you say.
Okay.
It's more of a, you know, tandem. It's more of a, like, hey, guys, let's do this. Let's try this. What do you think of that? This is what my philosophy is. Let's go here.
You say collaboration? Or are you
more of than we probably think.
Okay.
Yeah. So, no, I don't think it was a call out. I think maybe he had the idea, or maybe they talked about it. Maybe even Doc brought it up. And it's a good idea. He's exactly right. They should try to match minutes with Giannis Antetokounmpo. Sorry,
good job, Jamie.
I pulled John and Bob there.
Yeah, you did. Yeah.
Yeah. In my perfect scenario, Joel Embiid would have approached Doc Rivers after the game and said, "Yo, I need to be on the floor when Giannis is on the floor. You know, we're MVPs.
Yes.
We need to go head-to-head. I want that battle." That's my ideal scenario. And Doc goes, "Yeah, you're right." And maybe it's as simple as that.
And maybe that could have even happened. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, like, to me, if that story came out, I'd be like, hell yeah. Like, Joel Embiid wants to go, you know, toe-to-toe with the MVP champion of the league. And rightfully so. He better, because that's their only hope.
Okay, now, Pat, they played B-ball Paul versus Giannis back when they played in November when Joel Embiid had COVID and was out. And obviously there was no Harden, there was no Simmons and everything. And Tobias Harris was out.
He held him to 4 of 11.
But yesterday, there's thoughts, well, Doc doesn't trust B-ball Paul enough to be playing him against Giannis. And to me, in the era of analytics, what the hell's the reasoning there? We've already seen it. It worked. Why wouldn't you think something is better than what you've got?
That's just dumb. With all due respect to Glenn, that's just dumb. When he was your best option, you were forced to trust him. And he passed the test for all intents and purposes. But as Jamie, I think Jamie, you pointed it out yesterday, like this really does remind me of the Amir Johnson or Sean Holmes situation.
I'm getting like, PTSD
okay,
on
it. Expound.
Amir Johnson was so cooked. He was beyond cooked. He was burnt to a crisp. And you had a young upstart in Rashawn Holmes who came from a small school.
And Christian Wood.
Yeah, I mean, Rashawn.
I know, Rashawn's more the guy. But yeah.
And for whatever reason, you know, Brett had this I can't quit you mentality with the veteran who could not play anymore. And he really only put in Rashawn Holmes or Christian Wood in garbage time minutes. But every time he put them in, there was a jolt to the team. You saw it. Like, they got
an energy boost.
And for whatever reason, it didn't happen. Eventually, they got rid of both guys, and Amir Johnson is doing God knows what. But it really reminds me of that. You know, it's like, at this point, who would you rather see, DeAndre Jordan or
B-Ball Paul?
B-Ball Paul would have gotten in his way.
No. B-Ball Paul is not shying away. Giannis is not charging down the middle of the court without somebody getting his way. I'll give him that at the very least.
You could audibly hear Giannis yell, "It's lunchtime."
I didn't
realize
that.
When he saw DeAndre Jordan was matched up against him. And man, did he go and eat.
Now, I bring the next question then that I have as this conversation evolves to Bob and the idea that is there a way that maybe he's trying to validate DeAndre Jordan's acquisition and say, we went and got this guy, we have to play him?
That'd be a mistake.
No, but do you believe? Because that's my conspiracy theory.
Yeah.
We went and signed DeAndre Jordan. And by the way, that was Doc's. Reportedly, Doc was the one that campaigned to get DeAndre Jordan.
Yeah.
He campaigns for him. So then Doc wants to prove, well, I told you to go get this guy. He can still play and the guy can't.
Yeah, it is a fault of coaches, and Pat brings it up perfectly, and I didn't understand it at the time. And I went to Brent Brown, and I said, please explain to me why you're playing Amir Johnson over Rashawn Holmes. And he said it's just a comfortability thing.
For him.
Yeah, for
not
him.
Not necessarily the team.
Well, he thought it was for the team. He said, you know, when I need a pick set here, Rashawn's maybe 2-3 feet away from where he's supposed to be. And Amir's always there. And so the things that we see, and I'm not defending Brett Brown, because like I said, I'm the one that went to him and was like, I don't understand this at all. And I still don't understand why they did it. But I guess Doc's of the same ilk where when you need, it's probably stuff that we don't see. A proper pick set, a proper role. Maybe B-Ball Paul will pull the trigger on a three when you have a James Harden, Tobias Harris on the floor.
Okay.
Where we think, oh, good shot. You know, he's gutsy. And Doc Rivers might be like, I don't need a rookie taking that shot.
Okay.
I don't know. I honestly don't know.
It does seem weird, though, because of the fact is that if reportedly, you know, well, Doc doesn't trust these young guys. He already saw it worked against
Giannis. Well, guess what? I don't trust Paul Millsap and DeAndre Jordan anymore either.
But when you told ownership to go get DeAndre Jordan.
Yeah, but he's like it's a minimal move. I mean, I don't think anybody expected much. What was it? $3-4 million?
No, I get you. But the idea is he's the guy you said to go get.
Well, that doesn't mean you have to die by it. I mean, sometimes you just have to take a shot with rookies and young kids. Like, look at Cam Thomas on the Nets. He's a, you know, different position. He's 20 years old. Like, sometimes you just need to take a shot with youth because there's energy and there's hustle and there's want to. And it might not be perfect, but you're getting a lot of gumption out on the court. Like, you know what I mean?
And in Mike's show yesterday, he goes, well, it's too late in the season to do
that.
No,
it's not.
I'm like, well, no.
We're talking about 7-8 minutes come playoff time.
Exactly. If it wins you one game.
Rajah Bell. Like,
correct.
Take it back to 2001. He doesn't know any better. He's just an energy young kid that was out there playing. Sometimes it's beneficial.
Boy,
sometimes
that turned him into a career too, didn't
it? Yeah, it did.
That got him paychecks for how many more
like,
years?
Sometimes you just get lucky and somebody steps up.
Yeah, and you could say to B-Ball Paul, here's my biggest thing that I would do if I was Doc. The energy that you have and everything that you talked about, Jamie, gumption, which I never heard you use before. But that's all true. And you have 6 fouls. Yeah.
There you go.
You know, and Shaq said it yesterday. I forget
Put a body on him.
D.I.H. or some, whatever he called it.
Yeah.
And he said, yeah, you got to hit him. You got to let him know you're there.
And what makes this somewhat worse is if Doc could do last year's playoffs all over again, Tyrese Maxey deserved more run in the playoffs.
He did. Well, now we know.
Well, yeah, looking back on it, 100%. But even at the time, it was like, why not give the kid a shot?
Okay, you're in an emergency on the Pennsylvania Turnpike. What do you do, Pat Egan?
Cry.
Other than that, you dial *11, and then what do?
Cry again.
And you stay inside your vehicle crying.
Yes, you don't want to cry outside. People will make fun of you for
that. The PA Turnpike Safety Patrol, sponsored by GEICO, is going to be there, and they're going to wipe your tears, Pat.
Weep silently in your car.
And they're
Pat, you're fine.
Do it often.
Pat, you're off to a good start this morning. I'm going to give you up to a good start.
Thank you.
See, Bob, I told you I'd
be
better than you expected.
Can only go downhill from here.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right, Phillies are 8 days to their opener. And again, yesterday afternoon, it was fun to be able to have baseball on. So I'm doing some show prep, and I have baseball on the TV, and I'm just saying, okay, this is good. It's hard to decipher what's real and what isn't in spring training games. And I had many baseball people tell me over the years, they'd hear me say something on the air, and they go, "You're buying too much into what happens in the spring. Chill, dude. You're believing or you're not believing, and the truth is probably somewhere in the middle." One thing I'm going to say is the pitching staff looks shaky, at best. I think it's fair to say it looks shaky at best. The offense somewhat promising, but you know I'm going to want more. What do we think we know is real? From watching. And Pat, I'll go to you first. I mean, what do you think you know is real from the Phillies in spring training?
I think this lineup's definitely going to put up a lot of runs.
That's exactly one that I know.
That's real.
Yeah, I believe it's real too. I believe it's real.
They have mashers up and down the lineup, and they've built this team to struggle defensively, but overcome it with just offensive power. And you'll see it where a couple times, you know, guys in unison getting slumps and they'll struggle for a series or two. But for the most part, I think this team's going to give pitchers fits, which they need because this division is full of really, really good starting pitching.
I think they're going to run a lot of starting pitchers out in the fifth inning because they're just going to take so many pitches. They're going to work counts. They're going to be able to blister it around. What else do you know? Let's take that off the plate. What do we know?
That they're going to be pretty abysmal defensively.
They look.
I don't know how it gets better from last year outside of Didi, who I don't think can be worse.
Another one yesterday.
Yeah, I mean he's probably on the back end.
He fell off a cliff.
Yeah, he really did. Kind of surprising.
I mean, he went 1 year to the next.
But I think that's a guarantee.
That damn vaccine.
Yeah, I think that's a guarantee that they're going to be pretty bad defensively.
Okay, I think that's fair. Anyone else, Bob?
I come out with it so far knowing that pitching is a question mark. Wheeler, I don't know what's going on with him. And I don't say that in a bad way. We just don't know what's going on with him. Nola and Gibson got raked over yesterday and the day before. 8 innings, 8 runs. So that's not good going into their final outings before the regular season starts. I agree with Pat totally, and it's the obvious one that this team can hit. They can hit. I mean, we talked about it, John. I was excited Monday, I think it was. Phillies run. I watched 6 innings of the game because you have professional hitters up there. Schwarber and Harper and Castellanos. I mean, those are professional, and you can feel it when they're up there. Real Muto. You know they know how to hit. So I think that's really cool. And, yeah, but we're going to have to lay all of our foundation as fans of this team on the offense. Everything else, I think, has a big question mark.
When they're down 5-2 in the sixth inning, you're not going to be going.
No, it's not over.
We're totally out of it.
Yeah.
You know, because you know they're going to be able to put together some big numbers.
And that was 07-08 when you think about it. I mean, they got probably better above their head pitching from that staff than you might get from this staff, but you are never out of a game.
There's going to be some crooked numbers put up by this staff.
Yeah, but John, you brought up something that you know a couple days ago.
Aaron Nola is an absolute ace.
Yeah,
an ace. That's something of just that you what? Know.
That's something that you said. You said it a few times,
John. I'll do anything to support the AACR, and I've shown that. I will do that. But I got to tell you, whoever is the last one out, would you turn off the light? Would you please turn off the lights if you're the last one in that room? that is still saying, well, you know, I really think Aaron's putting it together this year.
His ceiling's always been a two, and if he can get anywhere close to that, that's a good situation. We have a one. We don't need him to be a one.
Do we have a one? Where is he?
I'm a little worried about the one.
Where's the one?
Somewhere in Florida?
Probably in bed.
Is he pitching? Is he ready to go?
I don't know.
You know, one thing I'm learning about this year is the BS of that they needed that long a spring training. Now we're finding out. Yeah, they're going to be fine getting ready. They're like, oh, it'll be fine. Yeah, we'll be ready.
Yeah.
So they didn't need... I
mean, the idea that they weren't practicing already, you know what I mean?
And
they were just sitting there.
Yeah.
Come on.
And I can tell you, it is a country club at spring training. The players, you know, at least the first 2 weeks, 2.5 weeks, they're walking out of there around 12 o'clock and they're playing golf. Or they're fishing. A lot of fishing.
It's like us.
A lot of fishing, a lot of playing golf.
Well,
yeah, but they're not up at 4 in the morning.
I should say it's like Jamie's life.
Yeah, they're not up at 4 in the morning. Yeah. Jamie goes to the club.
Yeah, yeah.
A little bit different. You know, Bob would go to the fishing hole, I bet, right, Bob?
I like to fish, yeah.
You go there to the fishing hole? There you go.
Sure.
All right, Pat wants you to go to Vegas with him. I don't know if he wants you to go with him.
That depends on who you are.
But it's the idea is that you could grab seat number 9 in our game show, which will start on Monday, to determine who goes to Vegas with us on our trip with Philly Sports Trips. You're going to win round-trip airfare for 2 from Philly to Vegas for a 3-night stay at Planet Hollywood Resort and Casino and passes to all 2 all-inclusive draft parties thanks to Philly Pretzel Factory, Iron Mountain Men's Health, our friends at Bet Parks, betparks.com, and the Window Nation folks helping to bring this to you. So, Pat, give us clue number 1.
John.
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 There you go.
Could be any John.
There's your clue. You can keep it all wide open.
I know a few Johns.
There you go. You have to be listening every hour, 20 minutes past the hour, put the clues together, call in after the bottom of the hour at 9:30 when we open up the phone lines. And if you know the memorable moment from the John Kincaid Show, you could grab seat number 9. By the way, dealing with the Beasley Media legal team on the rules of our game show to give away this trip has been really great. Eric Simon is a saint.
I'm very happy I'm not involved with any of that.
How about it took 8 emails and calls.
Yeah, I saw
to
that.
Verify
lengthy,
the rules.
I saw that lengthy email yesterday. I almost responded all.
I got to the point where Eric said, I know most of you won't read this except John.
Except
John. And then I went, all right, I'm good.
I was
as long as you recognize it.
I was going to reply, way to go, John.
Eric Simon is awesome, is all I will tell you. We have some MVPs behind the scenes here, but we've got the rules set up for the game show, and it begins on Monday. So it'll be like a game of knockout on Monday coming your way. We'll talk about it. Stick with us all day long. Those of you who listen on the app, we love you. Those of you who are watching on YouTube, good morning to you. We appreciate you very much. And those who just listen on the radio like they did in the old-fashioned times. I don't think you sit in front of the radio anymore. But if you listen on the radio, we love you just as much, believe me. All right, coming up, the impact of this guy was historic. I'm not talking about Bob Cooney's career at back in high school. It's the John Kincaid Show here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BetMGM wants to give you $200 in free bets. They're going to give it to you. I mean, they're going to make you jump through some minor hoops, but after it's all said and done, it's going to be yours, and it's an absolute lock on how it happens. Because BetMGM is the official betting partner of the NHL. It's one of my favorite things to bet on. So all they're asking you to do is place a $10 moneyline wager on any game. And if either team scores a goal in that game, you'll win $200 in free bets. And if you're unaware, games can't end in ties. So you have no worry whatsoever that it's going to be a nothing-nothing game. A goal will be scored, which means that you're going to cash in that $200 in free bets. But in order to get this, when you register and sign up with BetMGM, you have to enter the bonus code PATEGAN200. So simply head on over to the website, BetMGM.com, or download the app, the BetMGM app, register, and when they ask you for that bonus code, just you type in PATEGAN200, place a $10 moneyline wager on any NHL game, and when the first puck goes in the net, you're going to win $200 in free bets, regardless of your original bet's outcome. Plus, with every wager, you're earning BetMGM rewards points that you can redeem for online bonuses, and you could even convert them into comps for rooms or restaurants at one of the over 20 MGM resorts nationwide. BetMGM is the king of sportsbooks for many reasons, but this is one of them, and an offer like this is too good to pass up. So don't. Head on over to the app, and don't forget the bonus code, PATEGAN200. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. New Jersey, Pennsylvania only. New customer offer. All promotions subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued. Now it's all for bets to sky credit. For bets expire within 7 days of issuance. If you're somebody who knows a gambling problem, help is available. Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic. It's Thursday at 8:30, which means game time. Today we're playing The Price is Right, Springtime Edition. Now here's your master of ceremonies, a man whose spring has already sprung, Pat Egan.
Come on down!
Hey, Pat Egan!
I don't even know what that means.
You know,
come on down.
No, the spring is sprung.
I think you've got a pants 10, is what that's saying.
Now, look, Jamie, now she's going to tweet you.
Well, I mean,
and she's
going
to say, this is what you're dragging it back to.
I didn't write it.
It's unbelievable.
I think that's the implication, though.
There we go. And now.
Can we please be mature for 1 second? Because it's game time.
610-632.
632.
0975.
0975.
There we go.
That's how you get in. That's how you're going to play these Price is Right Springtime Edition. The way this game is going to work is I'm going to give the guys an item that they would have no idea how much money it would cost. Each guy is going to go around the room and tell me how much money they think it costs. The listener has to pick who he thinks is closest to the price. If they are right, then they win a prize. This week we have pair of tickets to go see Temple football battle Rutgers on Saturday, September 17th at the Link. We have a pair of tickets to go see the Phillies take on the Mets on Monday, April 11th. We have a $50 Metro Diner gift card, and we have a WWE 2K22. So really good prizes. 610-632-0975.
Metro Diner.
If you want to get in, yeah, really good spot.
I love diners. You got to try that.
Let's go to John in the Northeast first. John, you're up first to play Springtime. Listen up for the guys' guesses, all right? Gentlemen, the first item is a Wisteria Lane 5-piece outdoor patio furniture set with gray metal sectional sofa and drac gray coach?
It's like a black gray.
All right, so you got a 5-piece outdoor patio set. Well, how much? We'll start with you, Johnny.
$179.
I'll go $14.59.
James?
$17.50.
All right, John, who do you think is closest?
Without going over.
I think Jamie and Bob are way over. Let's go with Johnny K.
Let's find out. No.
Have you shopped for outdoor furniture?
What?
It's expensive.
Certainly not. Well, James, you are also.
Maybe where you shop, Jamie.
The Wisteria Lane 5-piece outdoor patio furniture set costs $1,499.99. Bob Cooney.
I was off by 40 bucks.
You were up by 40 bucks,
very
Bob.
Close.
Woo! I was going to go $1,500, but I want
sorry,
bigger.
John.
Yeah, unfortunately, Bob's John sweet. Ends up.
Now, you know what the Wisteria Lane collection
is? It's from Desperate Housewives.
Desperate Housewives,
yeah,
correct.
Do I know?
Hey, I'm glad you know.
Yeah, outdoor furniture is expensive.
Yeah, it is expensive, but you can get it cheaper other places.
Let's go to Dave in Norristown. Dave, you're up next. The item up for bid, gentlemen, is Scott's Easy Patch and Repair Sun and Shade 10-pound combination mulch, seed, and fertilizer mixed seeds up to 225 square feet.
10 pounds, you say, right?
10.
Okay. Who's first, Bob?
All right, Bobby goes first. No, that's how we'll go this way.
I'll go $69.99.
Jamie.
$42.99.
John.
$1.
All right, Bob. Let's find out. Dave, who do you think it is?
Bob.
Unfortunately not, no. The correct price is...
$29.99.
All right, enough.
$39.99.
Jesus.
I said $1.
I will shut your mic off. $34.86. John is the winner.
Yes.
We move on quickly.
Way over.
610-632-0975.
You said $5 off for a patio set.
Nick.
$1 not a win?
It was a win.
Nick on the cell is up next. Nick, listen up, man.
Hi, Nicky.
The item up for bid here is the Guard 50-foot expandable, durable, 3-layer latex garden hose with 10 function nozzle. Not 9, 10.
50 feet, you said?
Yeah, it's 50 feet.
$69.99.
Johnny?
$49.99.
Bobby?
I'm going to go right in between. Wow. $59.99.
We're all off, so keep going.
Oh, so we all overbid.
Mm-hmm.
We all overbid to get it going.
Oh, okay.
All right, Johnny.
$41.99.
John?
$29.99.
$35.99. All right, Nick, who do you think is closest?
I'm locking John in.
Let's find out.
Yeah!
Yes, correct. John was closest. He was about a dollar off. It was $30.99 that'll run you. And for your troubles, Nick, you're going to walk away with a pair of tickets to go see Temple Football battle Rutgers on Saturday, September 17th at the Link. Temple Football season tickets are on sale now. Feature 7 home games, including Rutgers and Cincinnati. Take advantage of new reduced pricing. Visit owlsticks.com.
Have you seen
the Stan Drayton era?
Have you seen the hose contraptions they hook to your house?
No.
Where the hose wraps up into the house?
Yeah.
Dale has one on my block, and my wife wants one.
What do you say, Dale?
I don't know how to hang it up.
I thought hoses were more expensive.
Well, they are, some of them. That's 50 feet, though.
I don't know if Matt from Del Ran is into hoses, but he's next. Matt, listen up for the prices here. Gentlemen, 13-inch tall flocked garden gnome statue with solar light. Let's start off with Johnny.
$14.99.
Okay.
I'll go $18.99.
You bummer.
I'll do the coward no honor thing and say $1.
All right, Matt, which one do you think is closest?
Let's go Bob.
Yeah,
Bob is correct. It's $34.99.
You should have went $19 and done the cowardly
Why?
Thing. Then,
yeah.
No, he said because he would have. Jamie would have. Right.
I would have had
there's
anything
no
above.
Coward, and then there's being a savage.
There you go.
Bob ends up winning. Yes, so he ends up winning Matt a pair of tickets to go see the Phillies take on the Mets on Monday, April 11th at 6:45 p.m. For tickets, go to PhilliesTix.com. Let's get a couple more.
I think
here.
Bob's watched The Price is Right.
Yeah,
is that where we're getting it? There you go.
No, Bob was at Home Depot this past week.
It's like Jerry with 90210.
Exactly.
Steven is up next.
Melrose.
Gentlemen, Melrose Place, you're right. The nice, item up for bid, Black & Decker 14-inch, 6.5-amp electric string edge trimmer with auto feed. Bob, how much?
I'm going to go $49.99.
Did you say gas or battery?
Electric. It is electric.
Electric.
$54.99.
Johnny?
$55.
Oh, you're coward.
All off. Oh, we're all off.
Okay, yeah,
Bob. Okay, Bob.
$35.99.
James?
$89.99.
You already knew we were over all the bids last time.
All right, so there you go.
$1.
Wait, how do I know we're over? He said
$1.
We're off.
No, we're overbid.
Yeah, you're all overbid.
$1.
All right, Steven, who do you think got it right?
I think it's going to be John.
No, it was Bob.
Bob did it again.
$47.69.
Bob is like a machine. Answer,
when I said four, I was only off by $2.
Yeah, well, you can't go over.
That's a stupid rule. That's why it's a stupid show.
I don't disagree with you on the
it's
stupid rule.
It's a great show.
Sean in Levittown will be our last person.
Oh, hold on a minute here. Let me go. Hold on a minute.
All right, Sean yep.
Gotcha.
The item up is a Billion Sky Welcome Spring double-sided burlap 12-inch garden flag set of four.
Garden flag set of four.
Yeah.
Four of them.
Yeah, and if you don't like this game, blame Coach Camille. Gentlemen?
$14.99.
$17.99.
All right, I'll be the jerk. I'll go $18.
We're all over. Too
we're
high.
Up north?
Yeah, we're all northern.
$8.99.
Okay.
$9.99.
$11.
All right. Sean, who do you think is closest?
I think $11.
That'd be Bob, and you are correct.
Bob is a killer on this game.
Yes, Bob is correct. The actual price is $13.99. Unfortunately, Jim, you were $1 off your first go-around.
Yep.
You're going to win a $50 Metro Diner gift card. Enjoy the gold standard in fish and chips at Metro Diner, including their newest fried shrimp and fried seafood platter available to dine in or pick up or order online at MetroDiner.com.
Where is Metro Diner? I want to try this place.
Bing.com.
I want to try this place.
I'll tell you where it is.
Man, it's excellent. Yeah, check out the Metro Diner.
There's one in Bensalem, one in Langhorne, one in Wilmington.
Sounds wonderful. Okay, good.
I like all diners.
By the way, the Dalai Lama says Jamie's at a disadvantage in this game, Pat, on Twitter.
Why?
because his butler buys everything, so he doesn't know how much anything costs.
That's a really good point.
Yes, yeah. My butler's name is Jeff Bezos. Jeeves. He brings everything to my doorstep.
Jeeves.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.